Sue Black, former Arizona State Parks Director, faced numerous investigations into her management practices during her 3.5-year appointment. In the end, it was an investigation into destroying archaeological sites that prompted her firing last month by Governor Ducey. She's been replaced on an interim basis by Ted Vogt, but the investigations into Black's tenure are continuing. And later this morning, the legislature's Joint Committee on Capital Review will look into the status of state parks' capital projects. And Paul Davenport of the Associated Press is with me to provide more details. Paul, what are some specifics on today's agenda as far as the State Parks Department is concerned?
They've got an agenda item that looks to be taking a meaty look at a whole number of state parks projects for expansion and improvements and renovation that are, some of them are falling behind in schedule, others are costing more than expected.
Has Ted Vogt made any comments about what he wants to see change? Has there been anything related to directly to what Sue Black's leadership had brought?
No, we haven't seen that. The material I've got available to me doesn't go into that. He does point out in a report to the legislature that the interim administration is taking a thorough look at all of the projects to see whether they're viable, to look at the costs, and to see whether they have the clearances they need, things like permitting for land use, rights of way, and such.
As part of what you wrote, there was also a discussion about what legislative budget analysts had to say about cabin development. Can you give us some more specifics on that?
The legislature provided funding for an ambitious project launched by Sue Black to have the park system build 100 new rental cabins, and those would be spread out at more than half a dozen parks around the state. That was 100 they wanted, but now they've spent the money and they've only got 25. The one explanation that I've seen is that the land preparation costs, the site preparation costs, were higher than expected.
And there's also the planned development of the Rock and River Ranch, which people are passionate about to some extent as well, and that's also slowing down.
Well, right now the hitch that's been explained so far publicly is that they have they're still trying to work on a right-of-way access road into that project. It's right next to the Verde River in the Camp Verde area, very scenic. The state has owned that property for since the Great Recession, but didn't have the money to develop it. And the idea was now they have the money, they want to develop it, but so far that project is one of the big ones that's lagging.
So we have the new legislative session starting next month. We have the new interim director involved. Has there been any discussion about budget requests related to that? Was there a feeling that state parks didn't get enough money, or perhaps it wasn't being used in the way that had been planned?
I don't have a handle on what they might get in terms of new money. One aspect of this that the committee will be looking at for the going forward is some of this money would need to be reappropriated or reauthorized in some fashion, because funding doesn't last indefinitely if it's not spent. The legislature doesn't like to have money just sitting in a pot somewhere. If it's not going to be spent for the intended project, they might want to spend it on something else.
Paul, was there any indication that this meeting would have happened without the leadership change? Was this a planned meeting in advance, or once there was a leadership change, there was a feeling that there needed to be more close looking at it?
I don't have a great handle on the motives on some of the steps on this. They have been looking at some of these projects since earlier in the year, and then there was a request that the Parks Project do a thorough scrub on them, and that's what we're looking at today.
Any expectations that there will be specific questions asked about Sue Black's leadership, or is this more about some of the projects you wrote about specifically?
First of all, it is mostly about the projects, and I think they would get into the nuts and bolts of those. These projects are in various legislators' districts, and they're of interest back home, so there is some sensitivity on part of lawmakers about them. But I think minority Democrats might want to ask some questions about, could be expected to ask some questions about Sue Black and the administration.
Paul Davenport of the Associated Press. We've been talking about a legislative committee hearing coming up this morning, which in part will look into state parks' capital projects.